The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Dewan Bennett in studio with me and Jill Lane. I love it when Jill's here and Dewan, and then I've got them both here together. What a perfect day.
I love being here with you two as well.
Me as well.
A great combo.
I'm all jacked up because I exercised this morning. I danced for an hour and a half this morning.
Ooh, oh, what was your music of choice?
Well, yesterday Autumn Connolly was in studio with her boyfriend Brian, and I don't know what we were talking about. I was going down the elevator with them because I went to go look at Brian's. Brian actually makes, let me see if I can say this right, Diggeridoos? Is that right?
Didgeridoos.
Have you ever heard that word?
I've heard the word.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is, actually.
I don't know what the heck is wrong with me. I can't say it right. Didgeridoo. So a didgeridoo is a long, don't laugh, it's a long wooden instrument.
Okay.
And and it's at 440 hertz, which is what most musical instruments are at. That's what Brian told me. He's so astute on many subjects, but really cool guy. Anyway, we got talking about music, and he said, I think he brought it up, like, do you like George Clinton? And I'm like, yeah, who doesn't? You know, and the Funkadelics,
P-Funk band.
Hold on. Don't tell me.
The Godfather of Funk.
Is he the Godfather of Funk?
Yes.
My gosh. Okay. So I saw him in concert a couple years ago. So anyway, so this morning I thought, you know what? I'm going to put some George Clinton on. And I did. And that was it. Everything I had to do went on hold. And I danced for like an hour and a half. And then I did jumping jacks in between songs.
Then
push-ups. And so I've got all this incredible energy. And
wow.
Yeah. So
they get the happy hormones going for you, right?
Yes. You know what? You're right. And Dewan, so I was thinking as I was driving in, you know, I feel so incredible. And those happy hormones are very real.
Yeah.
And everyone out there listening, and this includes me to listen to myself, you know, we all go through periods of time where we don't exercise as much as maybe we might like to or we should. We let other things get in the way, and we really shouldn't, because it's so important. I've been on this message the last couple of days, but I went to see the film Code Blue, talking about how what we eat, how important it is. You know, I'm always going through magazines and books and reading and all this, and you know, I see advertisements for Humira. And I actually heard one on television, which I don't watch much television, but I heard one on the air a couple of weeks ago, and I remember, I'm like, what did he say? And it said something about, you know, when they do the television ad. Something about, and they say it with real nice too, like, it could increase your chances of getting tuberculosis. You know, like, that's a good thing. And I'm like, what did he say? Did he just say tuberculosis? Why did they bring that up in an ad? So
right.
I did a little bit of homework, and then I got, you know, I get all these magazines in the mail all the time. So this was Living with Martha Stewart. It's a huge ad, four pages of Humira, and Humira is for psoriasis. So I was looking up some of the things that cause psoriasis, and I don't think we got it printed out yet, but goes back to diet, goes back to exercise, goes back to taking care of yourself.
Right.
It's an autoimmune disorder, and you can heal autoimmune disorders and get your inflammation under control with all the things that Jill and I talk about all the time.
I mean, you know, on that note, let's see, what's today? Just a few days ago, Time Magazine had an amazing article that basically says, is about using food as medicine and how we need to really start to shift our paradigm, because the rates of chronic illness are not going down. They're going up. 50% of
people in the food.
Have diabetes. And so it's like the thing, you know, and they even say in there, and this is from, you know, people at Harvard and Tufts, you know, all these brilliant institutions and research outfits, talking about how we need to pay more attention to the food and how the medical establishment needs to start to use food more as a medical tool, like even to the point of writing it on a prescription pad.
Right.
In addition to maybe giving them a script for their meds, writing something down. And there was a great case study in this article about a gentleman who was, you know, below the poverty line, wasn't able to really access healthy foods based on where he lives, had uncontrolled diabetes, couldn't afford his medication. And he lives, I believe, in the Pennsylvania or Massachusetts area. I want to look up this. This doctor started this thing called the food pharmacy, where basically people who can go and get recipes and have access to healthy food that they normally might not be able to afford and learn basically how to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And this gentleman has lost 60 pounds. His A1C is almost to normal, meaning he's almost free of diabetes just from lifestyle and exercise and food.
Well, lifestyle medicine.
Well, the important thing is, so, you know, I read something in the National Institute of Mental Health where they talked about depression and how depression is the number one disability in the world, right? And a lot of times people forget about the self-care aspect of life, having fun and what the benefits of having fun, what that does to you. We get so, you know, in our routines of paying bills, taking care of our children, trying to plan dates that we forget on a daily basis. It's important to laugh, dance, have fun, eat right. It's important to make sure you're doing things that contribute to self-care consistently, not just on the weekends, on a daily basis.
Well, you'll laugh. And one of the some of the notes that I took actually at the filming of the screening of the documentary Code Blue was eat half, walk double, and laugh triple. And I say dance every day. You know, when I was dancing, I was pretending I was dancing with other people, like I was in a nightclub or like street dancing.
Right.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah,
why don't
we
do, why can't we relax enough to like, I don't know. I thought about, there was a kid that used to go to school with my oldest daughter at Sunnyvale High, and he had his whole little, you know, I'm trying to think of what automobile it was, but he had it all tricked out. And so whenever he would come over, because I have a big, you know, I have a big property, and I there's like the parking alone, you could park like literally a lot of cars.
I've got
a basketball court and everything. And so anyway, so he pulled up his car and he used to do this, and he would, you know, crank up the music, and the music would blink with his lights, and he would come over at night, and we'd dance in the street, you know, dancing in the street. And it's so much fun to do that. You know, I want to do it to my car so I can just pull over and dance to George Clinton anytime I want. And the Parliament Funkadelics.
Well,
that's the name of them.
The unfortunate thing is, you know, there has been, I guess, this narrative for a long period of time that in order to be successful, you always have to be serious, right? You got to wake up early. You got to work 12, 13 hours a day.
You got to get up early in the morning. That's the Gap Band.
And there's no time for fun. And you know, and everybody subscribes to this narrative that they have to always be serious, that they can't enjoy themselves, that they can't go out and dance in the rain or sing to themselves in the shower anymore. And it's like, okay, some things about our childhood and our youth gave us a sense of energy and excitement to move forward.
Yeah.
And we need to kind of relive some of those things.
Well, I love talking open mic like this. It's so fun. And so I have to tell you, you know, Jill, every time I see my daughter bring contraband into the house, it seems to be it's a Monday thing. And so I was unpacking her lunch because she didn't do it. And she's been working really hard helping her dad at his new restaurant. And so I unpacked her lunch bag for her, and look at this contraband that I found. And when I see, you know what, I can't even spell the word because you're not allowed to say it, you're not allowed to spell it, but it begins with an S and ends with a T, okay? And I'm not talking shot, okay? It says baked, it's Ruffles, okay? Baked 65% less fat. Cheddar and sour cream. I flipped over the ingredients and I nearly wanted to put a gun to my head that my daughter was eating this stuff. Of course, I'm exaggerating to make a point. I want you to go through it, Jill, and explain to our listeners how bad that product is. And that is what's causing America to be sick.
Yeah, I mean, a study actually came out a few weeks ago talking about access to processed foods and how just simply eating foods like this makes you want to eat more food in general.
Right.
They compared people eating processed foods to people eating unprocessed foods, and the people that were eating processed foods overate because of the chemical effect that this food has on us.
Yeah.
And I remember talking my family, okay, true story, last week we had a school event. I normally feed my kids before we go. It was later in the evening. We didn't eat. You know, things happen like any other family. Afterwards, I'm like, oh, you know, my husband's like, you want to go to this sit-down place? This? And I'm like, no, I just want to go home. Like, so we went through a fast food drive-thru, which is almost something that never happens.
I was in the bag with some In-N-Out food the other day.
Okay, so... It was worse than In and Out. Because if I'm like, okay, In and Out, I don't know, for something about In and Out, I don't feel like as bad. We don't eat This was like a hamburger joint worse than In and Out, but not the Golden Arches.
Yeah.
Long story short, I woke up the next morning like I was felt hungover, like I had drank the night before. And
wow.
I said, I had a horrible headache. I didn't sleep well. And I said to my husband, I'm like, I feel like I have a hangover today. He's like, so do I.
Wow.
My son was sick to his stomach. And so we started this family discussion about chemicals and food. And my youngest, who's 7, was like really perplexed. She had her eyebrows down, the thinking brain going, they put chemicals in the food, Mom?
Yeah.
And I was like,
sure
here
can,
we go.
Honey. Yep. Yeah.
Tuberculosis.
Yeah. Yeah, tuberculosis.
Raise my happy voice.
Yeah. No, I know. It's well, you know, to go back to that. So here's this ad, and this is what's so crazy to me. So instead of cleaning up your diet and really eating really clean and eating good quality food, I said, here's some of the, you know, here's what you're going to be dealing with. These are some of the possible side effects from this drug, Humira. Can cause other serious side effects, including hepatitis B infection, allergic reactions, nervous system problems, blood problems, heart failure, immune reactions, including lupus-like symptoms, which of course is it the root cause of this? It's an autoimmune disorder. So lupus is an autoimmune disorder too.
Right.
So I mean, it's like what? Liver problems, and psoriasis, new or worsening.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell would you take this product if you've got psoriasis? Why wouldn't you clean up your diet? And it infuriates me. It's in a woman's magazine. Millions of women read these magazines. They count on truth, you know, in advertising and in our government and everyone to protect us. And I just want to throw it across the room. It makes me so mad.
Yeah, and women are at higher risk for autoimmune diseases a lot because of the way the hormones change, especially post-pregnancy. It's a really high risk of developing or having an immune disease re-flare up, autoimmune disease re-flare up. But, you know, you're back to this Ruffles bag. I mean, like one of the number one things we talk about so much on the show to avoid, monosodium glutamate, MSG, basically, like the study said,
it's
tricking you into thinking you love this, so you want to eat more.
Mm-hmm. Maltodextrin spikes your blood sugar twice. Yeah. It's maltodextrin, corn oil.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it because your segment works perfectly with this. And then we're going to be talking about the bugs within your microbiome. And we're going to be talking about this article that we saw. Where is it? What did I do with it? Why am I always hungry? It's because you're eating junk like that. So stay tuned, everyone. We've got that. And DeJuan Bennett is going to be talking about fixed versus growth mindset. Stay tuned. Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out H-Hemp H, like healthy, happy, honest. H-Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture, available in 3 great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system, available at hhemp.com.
You know, my mom always said, do something well or not at all. Frosted Art Bakery has been around a long time, almost 70 years, doing it well. I was so impressed with the cake that I asked them to make for our special guest, Jen Sincero, the author of the book, You Are a Badass. They actually made a cake that looked exactly like the book. It was incredible. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised because Frosted Art Bakery has a reputation for being one of the best bakeries in the Metroplex, serving Dallas, Plano, Frisco, Addison, The Colony, and Southlake. Life is short and you only get one. Enjoy a slice of Frosted Art today. Find them at frostedart.com. That's frostedart.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
The whole show, it's George Clinton and the Funkadelics. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know, I was thinking we should play one song so everybody can... I don't know which one. I'll pick it like during the break and we'll just play the whole song. So during this hour that we're live on the air, everybody can pull over and just, I was dancing in my car because I couldn't get enough of it. It was like a drug for me.
Yeah.
Once you get me rolling on that, like it's hard for me to come down off it. And I was thinking, I'm addicted to music too. I'm an addict. I'm addicted to everything. I just like to mix
it. A bad thing to be addicted to if you have to choose a vice, right?
Yeah, I guess. So that's a good one, right? That's a good habit.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Well, everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Dewan Bennett, and Jill Lane. Dewan is a licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience from Vallejo, California. And Jill Lane is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find Jill on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website fuelingchampions.org. And Dewan, I don't see your email on this outline. So what, or not your email, sorry, I didn't mean to put your email out there, but your social media, where can people find you?
You can find me at Dewan Bennett Counseling on Facebook, and you can also email me at counseling@dewanbennett.com.
There you go. Yeah. So I, you know, the food, you know, that we're talking about here, microbiome, all the stuff that we've been talking about is both body and mind. They're connected. So
sure.
I love the fact that we have a shrink here and a nutritionist so we can really get to the heart of the matter on some of these things that, no pun intended, matter so much to our overall health and well-being. So, Jill, I know we were going to talk about the bugs within your gut microbiome, and then, of course, this little article that we pulled out of, where'd we pull this out of? Shape Magazine. It's another one that's got all the drug pharmaceutical company ads in it, too. They're probably produced by the same company. I bet they are. I need to know.
Who knows?
I mean,
you know, beware of what you read. We always talk about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Read stuff, but do your homework.
Yeah, absolutely. But a lot of people don't have time to do their homework.
You're right.
So, you know, they easily get persuaded to believe something that's not fact, you know, like that saturated fat is bad for you, like coconut oil or avocados or these things that are rich in really high-quality fats. It's not bad for you. But you know, this article from the Food Lab, Why Am I Always Hungry? It says you eat, but then an hour later your stomach is screaming, here is what's going on, and How to Stay Satisfied by Maureen Soman Schwartz. Okay, so what do you think about this article? You looked it over, and what do you have to say?
Well, I think it's really interesting. It talks a lot about in the opening, I'll give a shout out to my alma mater because the woman in the opening comments is a professor of human nutrition and exercise science at the University of Wyoming. And she talks about the fact that hunger comes from a variety of different sources. And we talk about that. Sometimes you're thirsty, but it masquerades as hunger. Sometimes you're stressed. Sometimes you're tired. But the body is like, okay, she or he's not stopping. She must need more energy. So mm-hmm. I'm going to put some, tell him or her she's hungry or he's hungry to get more energy. And so we have to assess through that. And they talk a little bit about this, but they actually transition to the salt in your diet.
Yeah.
And at the first take, because you and I are avid, I think, avid fans of people using the right kind of salt. And so when you first read this and go, what? They're saying you can't eat salt. It's actually not about that. It has to do with what we were talking about before the break. It's that the junk and the processed food, the
right.
salt and the processed food, the combination of that chemical makeup drives your desire to overeat.
Well, yeah, and the type of salt is very important because I personally use real salt. I've used it for years. It's mined here in Utah, I believe, but it's loaded full of minerals,
right.
and your brain and your body need minerals. It's not just, you know, table salt, cheap table salt. This is a salt that's really, really good for you. So I made homemade dressing last night, just olive oil and balsamic vinegar, nothing fancy. And I just put a little bit of, you know, the real salt, the sea salt, in there just a little tiny bit to give it a little, you know, a little bit of salty bite, if you will, no pun intended again. And it makes the food so much better and healthier if it's the right kind of salt, correct?
Yeah, no, it matters. I mean, the average table salt is just sodium chloride, but real salt, salt that you mine, the stuff that comes out of the salt mines, is not just sodium. It's loads of other trace minerals, stuff that we can't even probably detect and know that's there as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, back to just kind of eating from nature. And so the deal with salt is that we should be buying stuff that's unsalted, but then putting complex Himalayan or mined salt that's not just sodium, because when we think of salt, we only think of sodium, but salt has other minerals in it. And adding that to our food, because electrolytes, salt is an electrolyte, and electrolytes are what make our muscles contract and relax, amongst a variety of other things in our body. And so we need electrolytes. Salt's gotten such a bad rap because of hypertension and heart disease, and there may be some, and I say this, you know, because of the DASH diet and some of the other things that have come out from our government, there may be some data to show in some instances that people truly do have a salt sensitivity,
mm-hmm.
but they say only 5% of people with hypertension, which is high blood pressure, have a salt sensitivity. So it's not the salt in their diet. It's the junk food and the fact that they're not taking care of themselves.
And the lack of exercise.
That's right.
Because when your blood, when you're not relaxed and you're not feeling well, your blood pressure does get high.
Yeah, listen, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. They say, okay, junk food, okay, it has salt in it. Yeah, that's right. So throw away the junk food, but get some real salt and put it on fresh, you know, vegetables that you make. Put a little bit on your chicken breast to season, mm-hmm. along with other herbs and spices. Don't be afraid of using, when I say real salt, you think of just like the Morton salt you buy over the counter, but you know, something that's like a Himalayan salt, a mined salt that's not just, you know, sodium chloride. It needs to have iodine in it too, which mm-hmm. is mostly stripped out of most salts, which is super important for your thyroid. So we just need to have the stuff that's close to what it comes out of nature.
Well, is it true? It says here that salt is stoking your appetite. Yes, it makes you thirsty in the short term, but over time, high intake of salt actually causes you to drink less but eat more.
Yeah, and I don't know the details of the study. If it's anything like that processed food study we were just talking about, I want to be like, well, what were they eating? Were they eating these Ruffles baked potato salty things? Because if that's the case, it wasn't just the salt mm-hmm. that was causing them the problem. It was the MSG and the other chemicals in the food. Or were they eating broccoli with a little of natural sea salt on it? I doubt that's what they were eating in this research study, because that's not what they feed people usually in research studies when they're, you know, looking at things like this. So when they say people on a high salt diet, to me, that means they're eating processed food, which is not just the salt's fault.
Right.
It's the rest of the chemicals in the processed food.
Well, the chemicals, point being, you know, this bag of Ruffles baked potato chips. 65,
but they're baked.
They're baked.
So
that means they're healthy. Cheddar and sour cream. But it says, so there's yellow five lake and yellow five and yellow six. Mm. These are all artificial colorings. And there's maltodextrin, which spikes your blood sugar twice that of table sugar. I mean, all these things, cornstarch, does it get any worse? Or corn oil, you know, all genetically modified.
Yeah.
I mean, they've proven in studies and research that genetically modified foods make mice obese.
Right.
So why do we think that this isn't, that, you know, foods like this are not affecting our health? It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and for those listening, just because it says baked on it doesn't mean it's better for you.
Right.
You know, I think that's, unfortunately, still people must still be buying into that, or else they wouldn't be still selling a product like this.
Yeah.
And so it's not better. I would rather buy like avocado oil potato chips, which I do at my house, you know, an oil that doesn't go rancid, that's from non-GMO potatoes or non-GMO corn chips, and just know what you're getting out of it instead of thinking you're making a healthier choice just because it says baked.
Well, it says here that when you start the day with starchy, quick digesting carbs like cereal, waffles, or toast, you wake up your hunger hormones and make them more active all day.
Oh, gosh. From an RD.
From an RD.
Not surprising.
Yeah. Registered diet. That's because these foods can cause your blood sugar to spike, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, no, I have a strong opinion opposite of that. I mean, you don't want to, who wants to wake up their hunger hormones? You want to wake up and rev up your metabolism, which raising insulin does not do. As soon as your insulin is elevated, fat cannot come out to be burned for fuel. And so if you're trying to maintain a healthy body composition, keep your cholesterol healthy, manage inflammation, you do not want elevated or spiked insulin multiple times throughout the day. Mm-hmm. That's a recipe for diabetes all sorts of other things.
Right.
So that is not, quote unquote, from this article, waking up. You don't want your hunger hormones woken up. You want to be satiated and full because you've put together the right macronutrient blend. And that's telling your body to burn fat for fuel and dabble with a little bit of sugar that you might be coming in. But that is just such unfortunate information to be in such a major publication.
No, I agree. That's why these things, they make me crazy. And they send them to me for free. I get almost every single magazine out there. This type of magazine, not a lot of other good quality ones. But so we're going to talk more about this when we come back from break. And so everyone stay tuned. You're listening to Jill Lane, DeJuan Bennett, and Bernadette. And we're going to go to break.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. H-Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, H-Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. Relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system from hhemp.com.
If you haven't heard, I'm always searching for ways to supplement magnesium. Magnesium is a vital mineral that enhances your natural cellular and electrical impulses to help you sleep better, smooth your muscles, and improve heart and brain health. Magnesium also helps you to become mentally and physically stronger and resilient to illness. Sun Warrior's Ionic Magnesium Complex is sourced from a non-GMO island seabed, concentrated by the sun and harvested naturally without the use of chemicals or solvents. We like to refer to it as yoga in a bottle. So pick up yours today at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveratrol in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
It's the 12th annual Cowboys and Cowboys Gala, Sunday, March the 2nd at Gillies in Dallas. Join Dallas Cowboys, Rodeo Cowboys, and friends of Sky Ranch for an unforgettable evening, impacting the lives of children, youth, and families through the ministries of Sky Ranch. For more information, visit cowboysandcowboys.com.
This is my fraternity's theme song. Shout out to Kappa Alpha Psi.
This kind of music's classic.
Yeah.
It makes everybody loves it, makes everybody want to move their body, and at the end of the day, that feels really good. So, or the beginning of the morning.
We talked about dancing,
I think I'm
going
to dance all day. I'm going back and dance some more, then I'll dance tonight. I'm going to dance the day away. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, DeJuan Bennett, and Jill Lane. We've been talking about a lot of different things, but before we get back to it, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our great sponsors, companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shopper. Put in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their great products. And we're going to be talking about their new probiotic, which is sold out, by the way, with Jill Lane when we talk about probiotics here in this upcoming segment. I want to give another shout out to our company, our sponsor, H Hemp Company, one of the best hemp products out there. You won't be disappointed. I personally love their little breath blast spray that has CBD oil.
I need some more of that.
I know. It's so good. And it's you carry it and it's just so tiny. And you can carry it anywhere. You really can. A lot of guys can carry that in their pocket and you'd never, you know, it's not like, you know, it's hard to carry a product in your purse or your pocket without things getting out of control. Right?
Right. So,
I need to keep some in my pocket for when I'm sneaking up on my wife.
Well, there you go. Yeah, and then give her a squirt, too.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just said that. My stuff always comes out bad or wrong or whatever. But everyone, Paleo Magazine as well. Visit them at paleomagonline.com to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. And, of course, the Wellbeing Journal, their new one has just come out. It hit newsstands, I think, a couple of days ago. It's a great magazine. You know, they're truly astonishing what the kind of content that they've been putting out for 27 years.
Wow.
You know, substantive and amazing health and healing articles. And they really are. I'm reading from their, I've got it in my hand here, powerfully relevant back issues available for purchase as well. Go to thewellbeingjournal.com. You won't be disappointed. And I have to say, in the last issue, I didn't even realize Anthony William did a great article in here about reversing fatty liver disease, which is something that's become increasingly important to me. I have someone very dear in my life that's young and was diagnosed with it. And so, and again, it goes back to the food. Yeah. You know, we talk about the food, the quality of the food is so important. Hippocrates said it centuries ago, let thy food be thy medicine. And we really need to get back to that, as you said at the opening of the show, Jill Lane.
Yeah, everybody should read the Time magazine article that came out. I think it was just a few days ago on the 22nd, but Yeah, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is the number one silent epidemic in medicine right now. There's so many people walking around with it that don't know they have it.
Yeah, and then they're 20s.
Yeah, yep, yeah. And it's totally lifestyle driven. It's 100% lifestyle driven. I mean, just put it in the category with heart disease, hypertension, and depending on who you talk to, cancer. You know, it's very driven by our environment, how we take care of ourselves, you know, what we eat, if we exercise, if we sleep, how we manage stress, you know, or any spiritual connection that we have. And so, again, you know, it just all goes together.
It does. It does. And the gut microbiome is one of the most important things to take care of in your human body that you live in. So let's talk about this. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. The bugs within you, what your microbiome says about your health. Jill?
You know what's so cool is just to first understand what the word microbiome means. So micro, of course, means tiny or small, you know, as small organisms. Biome is like a collection of living things. So microbiome is like a group of living things, a tiny group of living things. But the crazy thing is that this tiny group of living things we're talking about lives inside our human body, in our intestinal tract. We actually have about 25 feet of intestines. 20 feet of small intestine, 5 feet of large intestine. And they have, depending on whose data you read, between 10 and 100 trillion with a T,
wow,
microbiota, which is what we call those little bugs, living in our microbiome. And so it's like, who's really ruling us?
Well,
because
yeah,
the gut-brain axis is a very real thing. And taking care of our gut should be a number one primary health concern for all people. If you have something going on with your digestive tract, do not ignore it, because those bugs in our gut work with us symbiotically. Most of all of those bugs that live with us do jobs for us for a reason. They're like little worker bees, if you will. They're helping us assimilate B vitamins, produce vitamin K, making short chain fatty acids that in the small intestine that become fuel for the colon cells in the large intestine to help keep cancer risk down. They're doing all sorts of good things. So when that is off, bad things happen with our health, and not just in our digestive tract, in our brain, we were talking about, in our joints, we were talking about autoimmune disease. Most of the time it starts in our gut with these bugs.
Yeah, and it's funny. I often talk about Dr. Michael Blazier, who wrote the book, Missing Microbes was the name of it. I just bought another copy of it because I couldn't find my original one from like 6-7 years ago. And it's so important. And I remember when I started talking about it on the air, people would say to me, "What? That's so crazy." I'm like, no, it's science. It's real.
Yeah.
It's true. And of course, he wasn't the first person talking about it, but he definitely was one of the leaders getting the information out there. So what are the most common issues with people that have digestion or their gut microbiome?
Well, the number one digestive illness, according to statistics, is IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Between 10 and 15% of all people have it. And they think those numbers are actually low because of the stigma of just talking about the fact that you have diarrhea or constipation. Or abdominal pain. You know, it was a big stigma on this show when I started talking about poop, you know, years ago.
Yep.
But it's something I talk about and I warn my clients up front. I'm going to ask you a lot about your digestive health, poop, gas, bloating, indigestion, because it's very telling on what's going on with the rest of your health and the connection between, is this good food you're even dumping down into your belly, getting assimilated and used by the rest of your body? So IBS is really a big one, and you can have diarrhea or constipation with it. And then that can, you know, potentially lead into or a separate category would be inflammatory bowel diseases, the bigger things like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. But I would say one of the common things that's really just flying under the radar are all sorts of people who have acid reflux. Yes. Ever since they started selling all of the stuff that used to be by prescription, acid blockers, now over the counter at all of the corner drugstores.
You mean like Tums or something like that?
No, stronger than Tums, like Pepcid. These are things that actually block acid pump, acid from being pumped out of the pumps that we have in our stomach primarily. But Tums is more of a neutralizer, an acid neutralizer. These things actually block or reduce the production of acid, which is actually long-term problematic.
Wow.
Studies show that bone density actually goes down when you take this stuff long-term. And the crazy thing is that when you read the inserts for these drugs, they're not to be used long-term. They're for short-term use only. But people are using them chronically. chronically, mm-hmm. and it's actually putting them at increased risk for bone disease because you need acid to digest and absorb minerals. And if you don't have enough acid in your digestive tract, your risk of osteopenia and osteoporosis goes up.
Wow. You're smart. Seriously. And so Tums, because I was at the, you know, I said earlier, I was out In-N-Out Burger. It wasn't for me. I was bringing someone who went from the hospital to the rehab center and back. It's a dear friend of mine, an older woman that I love so dearly. But anyway, I went to visit her yesterday because I had a few moments as I was running around, and I went to the nursing home and I went and got her a strawberry milkshake at just so she could get something that she would eat because mm-hmm. she's on a feeding tube right mm-hmm. now. Okay. And I thought, well, what the heck? You know, I didn't know she was still on the feeding tube. So I got her a veggie burger and French fries. She never ate it. I gave it to the nurse. But nonetheless, that's how I ended up with in my car. But the smell from it, oh my gosh, Jill, because I was hungry, you guys. And it was overwhelming to have that smell of those French fries in my car.
So
I almost lost it.
I feel like that's
I didn't touch them though.
Drug-inducing smell ever.
Oh my gosh.
French fries. Yes.
It is.
Oh my gosh. And I love French fries.
So hard not to touch them.
To be alone when you're in your car with a French fry is difficult to resist.
It was a hard task.
But it's funny because so she had an upset stomach. Of course, she's all jacked up. Oh wow, we're going to break. Anyway, she asked me, "Do I have any Tums?" I'm like, "No." And anyway, she said, "Well, maybe you could bring me some tomorrow." And I'm like, "I'm not sure if I want to bring you them." And I gave her one of my Sun Warrior probiotics because I thought that would do her so much better than anything like that. So what do Tums do? It reduces the acid, but that's not good for you long term either,
it's
right?
It's calcium carbonate in most. It's more like an acid neutralizer, and so it's kind of like throwing a little bit of water on a fire.
Right.
It's not necessarily reducing your body's ability to make the acid, which is what some of the over-the-counter drugs like Pepcid, AC, and some of the other stuff do. It's like throwing a little water on the fire to try to put it out just a little bit. Again, if you're having to chronically take Tums because you have an upset belly, it should be a red flag for you that something is wrong.
Right.
Because it will lead into other things with your health. And don't be afraid to talk to your doctor about it. And more Tums or more of those over-the-counter acid blockers are not the answer.
Yeah.
Just know that. That's not the answer.
Well, I'm glad we talked about it because I was really curious. I was, and I didn't know quite what to tell her. And then, you know, I never had time to look it up till I have got you here, though. That's the best form of information I could possibly have. But we've got continuing on here with DeJuan Bennett. We're going to be talking about fixed mindset versus growth mindset. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
I love it.
She's getting us going this morning, I promise you.
Are you going to dance tonight?
Of course. No, I fundamentally believe in dancing and singing.
Oh, I do. I've always, and I'm not dead yet. I may do it. Every time I have an experience like that where I really just like get high from dancing, mm-hmm. it makes me, I have this dance club idea that I've been wanting to open a dance club for 10 years.
Do it.
And I, you know, I just may do it. Yeah, just... You know, I got to find a little time somewhere to execute.
So I'm going to quote my five-year-old son. He says, if you want to do something, just do it. I mean, sometimes it's just that simple. Like, you go out there and you figure out what works and just do it.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be hugely popular. We'll bring it back. We'll bring the dance club back, you know? There's not enough of them.
No.
There's not enough of them. And in a city like Dallas, Texas,
we need
a place to, you know, to go chill and, like, just dance. However we feel.
Just dancing out of
it. I have a vision, and I do. I have a vision for it, but...
Without the alcohol.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. We'll talk about it another time. But yes, there are many ways to enhance yourself, and one of them would be through dance. So absolutely. But I love having you guys in studio. I've got Jill Lane here with me and Dewan Bennett. Dewan Bennett is a licensed professional counselor with over 11 years of counseling experience from Vallejo, California. Dewan has two master's degrees, and one of them is in counseling and another in psychology. He is currently in the process of finishing up his PhD in clinical psychology. He is the owner of Healthy Life Interventions Counseling in Oklahoma City, as well as his private practice, D. Bennett Counseling, here in Dallas. Dewan believes that the key to mental and behavioral success is the ability to master self-awareness and emotional control. We're talking today with Dewan about fixed versus growth mindset. I love this topic. And I have to say, real quick, Jill Lane and I, we didn't get to all of our content, so we're going to record a podcast after the broadcast specifically about the gut microbiome, which will be up on our website in a couple of days. You'll be able to check it out. So we never get to everything because we talk so much. But I really do feel that that conversation along with the education is a much more palatable way to really absorb it into the brain. At least it is for me. So anyway, I hope you like our style.
I like how you said absorb it into the brain. Well, yeah. It's very good for our gut brain.
Yes, for our gut brain.
Conversation.
And so, Dewan, what is the fixed brain mindset?
Okay, so a couple years ago, Dr. Carol Dweck came up with, you know, I guess she was looking at learning and why some people are more likely to learn things than others. And so when you're talking about a fixed versus growth mindset, a fixed mindset is essentially someone who believes that the skills that we have are we're born with, that you can't learn these skills, that whatever, you know, whatever God gave you, whatever you were born with, that's your ability and that's your ceiling. And so what happens when you're talking about a fixed mindset is someone feels that you don't work for something. You either have it or you don't.
Wow. That's pretty, I don't even know what the word, I'm lost for words, which is difficult for me. Okay, so.
And very binary, right?
Very binary.
It's very, you either can do it or you can't do it. There's really no room in there to grow or learn something
new. Wow. That seems like a miserable way to live. Okay, but I'm just saying that. So what is a growth mindset?
Okay, so a growth mindset is the belief that learning and your abilities, the learning comes from your practice and your ability to put forth an effort. So what happens with the growth mindset is you believe that the things that happen in your life, you control those things, so it's non-deterministic, that you control those things in a sense from, if there's something I need to learn, then I have to go through the process of growing and absorbing that information and trying to get the knowledge in order for me to be a better person.
Mm-hmm. Does it have anything to do with patience?
Well, I think so. I think if you're talking about somebody who has a fixed mindset, is that, you know, their patience is limited because they feel like, hey, this is either going to work for me or it's not going to work for me. So the opportunity or the time that I need to learn something new or to develop a new skill, it's not innate for me to learn that. I was not born with the gift, so therefore there's no need for me to sit around and wait for this to happen.
Yeah. It seems fear-based to me, or lacking acceptance of other people and different ways of thinking. Like I said a minute ago, Jill laughed, but it sounds like a very miserable way to live if you've got a fixed mindset where you never want to open your mind to other thoughts.
And research does show that it can be very miserable and cause to a lot of stress, simply because what happens is, you're introducing yourself to only situations in which you believe you could be successful, or in situations where you believe you could be the superior. So you're not engaging in things in which you have the opportunity to learn. Maybe you have to go through the process of figuring out, hey, this doesn't work for me, but if I keep trying and I keep trying and I keep trying, eventually I'll be successful. Well, when you're in a fixed mindset, you're kind of embarrassed by not knowing something.
Mm-hmm.
Question, where do these mindsets come from?
Well, studies show it starts as early as fourth grade.
Wow.
They did a study where they compared two fourth grade groups. They offered them a puzzle. The puzzle was very simple for the kids to do. And what happened is they said, okay, everybody did good on the puzzle. Now we're going to introduce a new puzzle. The new puzzle was a little more difficult. No one really knew how to do the puzzle. And what happened is what they seen in the study was there was a certain group of kids who decided, hey, I've already completed this task. I'm really good at this task. I'm going to stick with the task that I already know how to do.
So they're lazy.
And then there was another group of kids who said, you know what? I want to try the new task. I want to figure out what this is. I want to figure out if I can actually learn a new skill and learn how to do this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, research goes back as early as fourth grade and looking, because initially this started with learning and why we're able to learn certain things.
Makes me think that it's very environmental based, meaning what's happening with the language at home around if you're going to take on a new challenge, something that's uncomfortable to you that might push you out of your comfort zone. And as parents, if we put our kids into those situations, or they might be more apt to have a growth mindset and not be so afraid.
Oh, absolutely.
So fixed.
I agree, and it's essentially boils down to the word not yet. So maybe I don't know how to do something yet. Mm-hmm. I'm still in the process of learning how to do it. So if you think about a kids and the daily things that they go through with schoolwork and maybe trying to figure out, you know, how to do certain sport activities, if you're out there and you're running around and you're not good at soccer yet and your parents say, well, you don't have it, let's go try another sport. Mm-hmm. Then what happens is you're conditioned to believe either you have it or you don't have it. Instead of, hold on, there's a process of really learning. Michael Jordan said it best, that I failed and I failed and I failed and failed until I started to succeed. And what that means is you have to go through a process of growth in order to get to a point to where you're able to succeed and appreciate what happened in that success.
Well, a team sports seems to have, you know, such a profound effect on perseverance. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me think, and I think you answered the question, that a fixed mindset person could possibly be transformed into a growth mindset by being in the right
environment.
Yes. Back to that. So whether it's being on a team or being with a group of people who have more of a growth mindset, it can usher you along.
Well, and so how does this, I wish you could stay too. You're going to have to come back and we talk about this at length, maybe do a podcast after the broadcast, because, you know, I'm thinking, how does it affect your relationships? How does it affect the level of success that you achieve in your life?
Well, so think about it from a relationship standpoint. So what research shows is that people who have fixed mindsets, they tend to look for partners who are going to view them on a plateau, somebody who's going to view them as the be-all, end-all, know-it-all, right? Because what they're looking for situations in where they're the expert, they're the person who's right, they're idolized, to where a person who is in a growth mindset, they look for a person who's going to acknowledge their flaws and be willing to work with them through the flaws. Now, people who tend to have fixed mindsets, they're going to be avoiding of the process, the growth process of making a relationship work, because they're going to feel like, well, hold on, if our relationship, if we don't match now, if we don't click now, then we'll never click, you know. We have to, our relationship has to work for us now, because if not, it will never work. Where a growth mindset, that person will say, well, hold on, maybe there's some things about a relationship right now that we don't agree on, but through you know, communication and working on that, then we can get to a point to where, you know, we're working together in our relationship.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love it. I love talking about this stuff. I hope everyone out there is loving it too. I'm sorry that we're out of time. There's some days like today, I wish I could be on the air for hours and just talk and take calls. But we're doing more and more of that. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Jill, thank you. Dewan, Diamond, thank you. Thank you all for making this rocket go up. And another who else makes this rocket go up is our great sponsors like Sun Warrior, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, Crazy Water, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. I hate when that happens. Go to your website, One Life, or go to our website. Okay, forget about it. I'm just getting off the air. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.